एंड देन कम्स वर्स 47. इक्षु चापधर शूली चक्रपाणिः सरोजभृत् पाशी धृतोत्पल शाली मंजरी भृत स्वदंत भृत. सो हियर आवर कमेंटेटर कोट्स दीज टेन हैंड्स एंड टेन वेपन्स. मातुलिंगम इज गदा एंड इक्षुत्थम धनुः. इक्षु इज केन. इक्षु सो हिज बो कंसिस्ट्स ऑफ इक्षु. ऑफ कोर्स देयर इज सम डिबेटेबल पॉइंट बिकॉज देयर इट सेज श्रृंगोद्भवं धनुषारंगम तद्वान एंड हियर इट सेज इक्षुत्थं धनु. धनु इज bow is made of the canes. And then he has shulam. Shula is this trident, shula. And he has sudarshana, that is discus, chakra. And then he has shankha, conch shell. Pasha, the noose or the net, and utpala, that is lotus, that's also a kind of weapon, and vrihi, this paddy, and kanishadi also, that is also a kind of crops, and radardhakam, and the half tusk means elephants generally have two tusks, but Ganesha has just one tusk. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So these are the 10 weapons. Matulingam, gada, ikshuttham, dhanu, and then shulam, sudarshanam, shankha, pasha, utpala, vrihi, ganesha, and radardhakam, that is the tusk. And so he says that some people have not been able to understand the meaning of these weapons and the mystic aspect of the 10 arms of Sri Ganesha. Those people have tried to explain away these names in differently. They are all ignorant of the science of mantra shastra. Yattu pracha bija pura padam dadima paratvena vyakhyaya ikshuchap dharadi nama panchakam madana rudra vishnu brahma paratvena vyakhyaya taduttar namadvayam varshasu jalasthala shobha karatvad varuna parameva vyakhyatam तद् दशभुजाया गणेश मूर्ते हे बीजापूर गदेक शुकार मुकरुजा चक्राब जपाशोत पलक व्रीहिया ग्रस्व विशान रत्न कलशा प्रोद्यत कराम भूरुहा इति ध्यान श्लोकस्थ पदानाम परशुराम कल्पसूत्रोक्त सांप्रदायि कार्थस्य स्वप्नेपि अस्त्रवनात एव इत्युपेक्ष्यम. सो आवर लर्नेड कमेंटेटर is passing remarks on such commentators who have erroneously translated Bijapura as this Dadima, Anara, pomegranate. And these five names, Ikshu Chapadhara, Shuli, Chakrapanihi, Sarojabhrit, Pashi, these names they have interpreted as the god of love, Rudra, Vishnu and Brahma. And then the other names they have interpreted as Varuna. That is, they don't know, they are ignorant of this mystic 10-armed forms of Sri Ganesha. And that is why as it has been stated in one of the shloka that deals with meditation on Ganesha, Bijapur Gadek Shukar Mukha Ruja Chakrabja Pashut Palabrihya Gra Swavishan Ratna Kalasha Prudyat Karambhuruha. In this, all the 10 items have been included. Bijapura is that orange, Gada, and Ikshukarmuka, the bow of the cane, and with that he is bending his hand, and discus chakra, and abja is lotus, pasha is noose, utpala again lotus, and vrihyagra is this paddy, and swavishana and his own tusk, and ratna kalasha prodyat. So these are all his 10 hands and 10 weapons in his hands. So this dhyana shloka also, which is cited in the Parashurama Kalpa Sutra, so they are ignorant of all this, so they are trying to explain this verse in several ways. As a matter of fact, this verse deals with Ikshu Chapadhara, one who has the bow of the canes, one who has Shula, trident, in one of his hands, one who is Shuli, one who has discus in his hand, Chakrapanihi, one who has lotus in his hand, Saroja, Saroja Bhrit, Pashi with noose in his hand, Dhritotpalaha, again this another Utpala type of lotus, one who has in his hand, Shali, one who has paddy in his hand, and Manjari Bhrit, and who has the buds in his hand, and Swadanta Bhrit, his tooth, his tusk also is one of the weapons, Swadanta Bhrit. So these are the names that are mentioned in verse 47. So we end with verse 47.